Radio, your rock station.
Lately, I can tell that something ain't right. I don't see the fire when I look in your eyes. One time up, the next time down. This may be the last time that you see me around. It sure seems to me nothing matters tonight. And all those things were worked out, they got lost in the fight. It's not enough, girl, that I gave you my soul. I just wanna know if we've got anything left at all. And I say, hold on now, baby. This could be the last time we stand. This could be the last time that we say goodbye. And the picture shatters. I can't find the words to say, baby. Tell me what to do again. Promises made in the heat of the night. You can sure spit them out, girl, but they've long passed me by. Nobody knows about the show you put me through. This could be the last time that I get through to you. And I say, hold on now, baby. This could be the last time we stand. This could be the last time that we say goodbye. The picture shatters. I can't find the words to say it. Tell me what to do. I cannot make it right. We will always be fire and ice.
Sounds in a time. you relax and unwind after a busy day. Rock and Radio Show with Gino Alash.
The 2 hours of hard rock and heavy metal. Tuesdays
from 10 to midnight.
On TFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canadá. Stay heavy.
Hablamos español.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez le CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, ¿qué tal, chicos? Llegamos aquí a la tercera parte del Rock Un Radio Show. Y bueno, a ver, ¿qué podemos conversar? Ustedes saben que tengo haciendo Rock Un desde el año 2002. Y las cosas han venido cambiando mucho en el negocio de la música, sobre todo entre las relaciones con los medios de comunicación, ¿no? Medios de comunicación como Roku y los sellos. Los sellos han ido reduciéndose y se han ido concentrando unos cuantos sellos a la mayoría de artistas. Estoy hablando de record labels, de hard rock, de heavy metal, ¿no? Y bueno. Es decir que como que muchos de los sellos se están poniendo en estos últimos años demasiado exquisitos. Les quiero contar el porqué. Porque como que se han equivocado algunos, no digo todos, pero la mayoría, sí, se han equivocado de separar lo que es periodista musical con marketing, con campaña de publicidad. Es decir, que te piden ahora, o sea, quieren que le tomes fotos profesionales. Si tú pides ir a cubrir un evento, porque obviamente quieres hacer una nota para publicarla para tu público, ellos te piden fotos profesionales. O sea, es una locura eso. Es como que hagas una conferencia de prensa y pides que todos los que vayan sean fotógrafos profesionales y que les enseñen las fotos antes. Lo que ellos quieren es agarrar las fotos y poder usarlas para mover sus artistas. O sea, quieren la mayor cantidad de fotografías para poner en sus páginas, en sus notas de prensa, o en lo que les dé la gana. Poner galerías por todos lados. O sea, es como un poquito de sinvergüencería que tienen. Ellos deberían encargarse simplemente de tomar sus fotos y usar sus propias fotografías. No esperar que alguien les tome fotos gratis. Y lamentablemente eso ha venido sucediendo mucho. No quiero decir nombre de sellos, pero la gran mayoría están así. Por otro lado, como que yo le recomendaría a la gente que hace periodismo musical que piense bien a quién va a ponerle notas, que piensen bien todo eso. Porque yo pienso que el negocio de la música tiene que ser una pista de doble sentido, tanto como ida como vuelta. Y tiene que ser con beneficios compartidos. O sea, imagínate que solamente te piden que los entrevistes, te piden que les hagas notas, review, todo, y ni siquiera te toman en consideración para nada que tú necesites. Yo creo que está muy mal eso. Y eso es lo que está pasando últimamente. Pienso que los sellos se han un poco desubicado. Y hay que decirlo, pues. Están muy desubicados los sellos. Así que yo te recomendaría que apoyes a artistas nuevos, a bandas emergentes, artistas que recién estén empezando, que no estén tan malogrados. Lo mismo te recomiendo con los PR, con los que trabajan en relaciones públicas y se encargan de mover las campañas de prensa. Te digo que hay muchos que también te tratan de utilizar para sus cosas y sin embargo no comparten, ni siquiera comparten la entrevista, la nota, todo, y eso está mal, muy mal de verdad. Así que si estás en este negocio, pide también lo mismo que das, porque si no, todos nos perjudicamos, pues. Y esto es algo que tiene que ser de beneficios mutuos. Si no, no funciona. Se tenía que decir y se dijo. Bueno, muchachos, vamos ahora con la entrevista del día. Vamos con la banda Ropes, una banda nueva que viene del vocalista de Equilibrium. Hizo su banda nueva ahí en Alemania, se llama Ropes. Tuve la oportunidad de conversar con Alina, la vocalista, Alina Levski, Y bueno, acá está la entrevista. Vamos a escuchar el tema Hey Storm y vámonos con Robs, pues, y espero que les guste. Ya saben, muchachos, estás en Rock on Radio.
Hi, I'm Alina from the band Robse, and you are listening to Rock'em Radio.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Alina, how are you?
Oh, I'm really fine right now. I was really excited, so I'm happy to be here right now, and yeah.
I have some question for you here.
Sure.
Well, how did you join Rocks, and what has your experience been like with the band so far?
Okay, yeah, actually it's quite a funny story, because I know some of the guys for a longer time, so we are friends with Ollie, Dennis and Marco, and when they joined the band first, they asked me to record a few backing vocals, and because they knew I sing, and well, I did, so that was the first step in general, to simply join as a female vocalist on some backing lines like I's and O's in operatic or folky style. And well, after that, I came to a photo shooting, and they asked me to make a few promotional pictures with them. That worked really well, and it looked really good, and together. And yeah, then one step came to another, because they also searched for a keyboarder, and it suited really nice. We had the same vibes. Yeah, so yeah, that was a little bit the development. And then I joined the band. Most of the songs, or let's say some of the songs, were already written, so I couldn't join on many, but a few, like with backing vocals and stuff, and one ballad, so and duet, so yeah. That's mostly all.
Okay. Harlequin and Clear will be released on August 16th. What can fans expect from this album?
The album will be a really great mix out of different genres. So it's a little bit difficult to say what kind of genre the complete music is. We would say like it's epic death metal with a few more influences, perhaps. Like well, we have a various mix out of different genres. We have like really brutal sounds with guitars, really heavy guitars. We have Robs's really harsh epic vocals. Style. We have there's different genres influences, for example In Flames style a little bit, Immortal, so there are so many different things, but to speak for me, there are also some folk things I contributed, like a little bit folky vocals. We also have a ballad, so it's a various mix. We have drinking songs. You might have heard Von der Schenke zur Taverne. It's more like going with your friends and having a beer or two, and
a party song,
yeah. A party song, but also some serious songs that deal with wars, with negative things in the world, but also most of all songs that deal with friendship, that wants to keep you motivated to follow your dreams, and so it's a mix out of things that moved us during the time.
The band recently released a single, Haystorm. Can you tell us more about the inspiration behind this song?
Mostly the song was written by Robs and the guys, so I haven't contributed that much regarding the lyrics. But I can tell you in general what it is a little bit more about. Hey Sturm, yeah, translated is more like Hey Storm. That's a little bit obvious. It's like facing the problems and the storm in the world, to stay motivated despite obstacles or something like that. So you keep moving forward despite rain and waves crushing in front of your face, and you simply follow your dreams and never lose the motivation to keep going. So that's mostly the main thing behind the lyrical part of the song, I would say.
Okay, the separation, like you go through the problems. Hey, Storm.
Yeah, right. You just like call the name of the storm, you know, like you can't do anything because I'm too strong. It's more like this kind of energy.
How has it been working with Robs, with Robert Martin, on this new project after he returned with Equilibrium?
It was really nice so far. And I think we turned out to be really good in collaborating and being friends, but also to work on a really effective level together. The complete group is like one I lost words, I want to say. The complete group is combined, and we are all like really good in teamwork. So each of us has different qualities and different tasks. And I think in that kind of short time, we really created with the album a really, really epic thing. Like we really were able to contribute our parts and to make one complete great album out of our abilities and influences. So yeah, I can only say that so far it worked really, really nice and really effective, but also that on a more personal level, it's really funny and open, and we can talk about everything, anything. So it's really a nice way of working together when it feels more like not working but being friends, and to create one thing together, you know. I don't know if I explain myself good enough and if the idea, but it works so good. Yeah,
talking about that, what challenge did you face while recording and producing Harlequin and Prayer, and how did you overcome them?
Do you mean in general, like all of us, or personal? Because that's a little bit different.
Both.
Okay. Well, I think the most, one of the most biggest challenges was time, because we had not that much time to complete everything. We had like our visions, but of course we all have like jobs, and it was difficult to sometimes combine, to have the normal day job and same time to make like the songs, to record everything, to edit, to create promotional ideas for videos and stuff like this. So it was a little bit challenging, like to deal with it despite having the jobs beside in our normal life. So
what a message do you hope fans take away after listening to the album?
I don't think that we have like one big message, because each song is totally different in context and in genre and everything. So I think the best would be if people listen to the songs and they can kind of reflect themselves in it, like see themselves, see equal visions, or to keep them motivated, or to touch some feelings and souls. I think that would be really nice if people just listen to it and feel like, wow, that's really nice, or I really love that melody, or it really keeps me going through my daily routines, or when they drive to work, when they listen to it and they feel good. So I think that's the biggest thing we can achieve with the music and with the songs, that people like it and that it touches some people. It may not be the thing for everyone, it's never, and it would be boring if everyone would like the same. But I think that would be really nice if some people really want to, if it keeps them going, if they want to party after it, if it's just like, if people feel it, so to combine that, yeah.
One day a musician told me that the message is the feeling, you know?
Yeah.
You feel something, you felt something, that's the message.
Yeah, because that's the reason why we write music, right? We have our own ideas and feelings and dreams, and we just put it into songs, and it's more like a kind of messenger, like a transmitter or something like that, that you put it in there, you listen to it, and hopefully you feel something like we did when we wrote it.
What role do your keyboards and backing vocals play in creating the distinctive sound of Rocks?
Well, I think it adds some special effects to it. For example, the keyboard sound I chose is mainly for live music, like for the shows.
Right.
Because in the songs we have like an orchestration and a lot of special effects and stuff like this. So speaking of the keyboard sound only, it adds the symphonic epic part, I think, to the live performance. Regarding my vocals and the backing vocals, on that matter, I would also say that it adds a kind of folky symphonic vibe, a soft softer vibe, especially when you compare it to Robse's harsh vocals, that it's a little bit carried by a lighter voice in some of the parts that need another emotion transmitted. So for example, Hesturm, there I sing like a few backing lines, operatic style in the background a little bit. Von der Schenke zu Taverne, I mostly did like a backing vocal, a female backing vocal on the chorus to have kind of duet vibe with Robse, and a folk part. It's more like an acoustic folky part where everyone can sing and dance. And for example, the ballad Lied der Nacht, it's like a ballad about a new start, a new beginning, about friendship, about a chapter that ends, but also a chapter that begins, and that's more like the story of Robse combined in one song, in one ballad, that something old dies or is ended and something new begins with us, with a new band, with a new part of the life. And I think that a lot of people can feel it too when they see, okay, something ends, something starts new, and it's never the complete ending, so it keeps going forward. And I think it adds a nice something when we sing together and when we build it a little bit more up, like the softer part and the harsh vocals. So yeah.
Can you share any interesting or funny anecdote that happened during the recording of the album?
I remember, or no, I have to think if I can tell it right. There was this recording of an acoustic guitar, and it was really funny because we did a lot of things to make the acoustic guitar. It was a little bit older one, and we did a lot of things to achieve the specific tone of sound, but it never really sounded clear enough and nice enough. And then we thought, okay, perhaps it didn't work and we can't record further because the guitar hasn't the sound and we wanted to quit. But then Marco came with the idea to have a kind of to soften the page, the sides, the strings with something, and then the sound continued to be really nice and clear. And it didn't sound that funny when I talk about it right now, but the moment was really funny because we nearly gave it up. And cool. Okay, to answer, I don't know, to be honest. That was the first thing I that came to my mind, but yeah. And you need to add Robse for you need to ask Robse for funny things.
Okay, the band will be performing at major festival like Backing and Summer Breeze. How do you feel about this upcoming performance?
I feel really excited, of course, because these festivals are really big, and I think Robse played on the festivals like in the past with Equilibrium many times, I think, and for us it's the first time, so we are all a little bit excited, but in a positive way, because we think it will be such an amazing experience to have such a big crowd just celebrating with us, just being happy and feeling the songs. I personally look really, really forward to it, and just to have the complete experience, like to be on stage and to feel the energy of the people, of the crowd, and I think it will be an amazing experience to play on these festivals.
Alina, do you have any favorite song of Harley King and Career? Why is it special for you?
I think it might happen that I say a new song for each interview because I like nearly all of them really, really, really much. My favorite so far was Hesturm, because I really like the message and the vibe of the song. But of course there are also some that aren't released yet. For example, of course I also really like the ballad. It's it's a really soft song that gets a little bit harsher at the end, because yeah, I love the vibe, I love the message too, and I really like Viva La Caída. It's more like a darker song with a few symphonic influences, and there are a lot of different influences, so I really like it.
What artists or bands have influenced your musical styles and career so far?
On that part, I can only talk to about myself, because the guys have, of course, other influences than I have.
This is a question for you.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was influenced by a lot of symphonic metal style, for example, Nightwish and Epica and all these kind of genres. I like them really much. But also a lot of Nordic folk and folk music. I really like Vadruna, for example, Eivor, Kalandra, and all these kind of styles that are a little bit more Nordic, medieval-ish. Lorena McKennitt, it's more like a softer Celtic tune, Celtic singer. So for me, I personally have those symphonic folk influences, but also soundtrack music. So it's like a mix of these three genres, I think.
okay. How would you describe that chemistry between the band members, and how that is affect the music you create together?
Mostly, I think it's the kind of friends part, that we understand each other in such an easy way. So it's not that it's like in some other bands, maybe that you have like a more like a business group or stuff like this. That's not with us. So we are really we are vibing on the same level, I would say, and that influences the music that we all have. Our free space, we can all add our ideas, so it's a mix out of different influences and ideas and types, and I think that's really a plus in the music, because it's not, I wouldn't say that the songs sound so much equal. I would say that the songs are really various in sound, and I would say that's a plus also, that you can talk about anything. So we are communicating all the time, and when not only about the band stuff, but also about funny daily life stuff, so that gives it really a good vibe, you know. And I think on stage you can see it too, that we are just like happy doing our thing, and that makes us also so happy.
Beautiful. What are Rock's plans for the future after our release of Harlequin and Krieger?
So far, of course, there is a second album we want to release, and more. So we are already collecting some ideas for new songs, and all I can say is that we won't stop. it's just the beginning, and we want to play more festivals, more shows. But we are really open in what is to come. So. We will just simply keep going, doing what we love, and then see where it takes us. So, yeah.
Are there any Canadian dates on the way?
So far, not, unfortunately, as I know. Who knows? Perhaps that can change in a few weeks or months or a year. I don't know. But it would be so lovely to come over and to visit. And on this point, also a shout out and happy greetings to everyone who listens right now.
Is there anything else you would like to share with your fans and our listeners about Rocks and the new album?
I would say just that if you really want to have like a various new wonderful album with different influences, and in case you want to learn or search a reason why to learn German, you probably should listen to the album, because most of the songs are in German. We have one English song. And it simply gives good vibes, and I think that's the main message.
Okay. Well, Alina, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you the best. You're young, you have a world completely for you, and go forward.
Thank you so much. It was really lovely talking to you. And well, I wish you a wonderful day. And who knows, perhaps we will meet each other soon or later.
Maybe I will see the next backing.
Yes.
It's in my bucket list for years, huh?
Really? And why aren't you here this year?
Pandemic one.
Yeah.
Another thing happened in the world. The prices rise a lot here in Canada. I think in every place in the world.
Yeah.
It's different. And that stopped all the plans. They have my bucket list. One is backing, another is Japan. And oh my God.
Oh, Japan. It's on my bucket list too.
Yes. Well, Alina, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you too. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you. Bye-bye.
See you. Hi, I'm Alina from the band Robse, and you are listening to Brockum Radio.
Yeah. secured place, not to witness my disgrace. You are my guilty pleasure, diabolic obsession, always keeping me subdued, deepening in my solitude, pain and temples and agonizing voices in my head mesmerizing. There's a suffering I can't breathe, matchless darkness devour me, feel my conscience is slowly fading, thoughts of you so intoxicating. I have nothing left to hold on to, paralyzed and bewitched till dawn. I need an exorcist to rip you out of me, consumed by the scars I'm weaving, powers of frightening. I need an exorcist, some scalded into my skin. No one can save me now. I feel you're taking over. My will can no longer fight. Oh, where's
station.
You are my poison apple, every bite is killing me, now the taste is heavenly, pain and temples are agonizing, voices in my head mesmerizing, as a stealthy night can't breathe, matchless darkness devour me, feel my conscience is so intoxicated. I have nothing left to hold on to, paralyzed and bewitched till soon. I need an exorcist to rip you out of me, consumed by the scars I'm weaving, powers of frightening me. Some kind of ritual, what's got into my skin? No one can save me now. I feel it's getting stronger. My will can no longer fight you.
Hi. almas se enciende, inclinándose hacia mí, esas obras que delatan en estallidos cómplices como tormentas. ¿Acaso el viento lobo? ¿O fue el roce en las nubes de mi cara? ¿Acaso el viento lobo? ¿O fue el roce en las nubes de mi cara? ¿O fue el cielo inclinándose hacia mí?
Broken Radio, your rock station.
Oh,